Okay, so again today we're on lesson three, but day five. A landing page is a standalone page on your website that you basically give people an opportunity to take something that's value-based to them in exchange for their email address. It's, you know, we're offering them an ethical bribe. But the difference between a landing page and a regular site on our website is the fact that it is just a standalone page. There's no nav bar on it usually. Some people will put them on there, but for the most part, and my recommendation is no nav bar. You don't want people clicking around. They're there for one purpose, and that is to say yes to your freebie. So again, a quick reminder that unless your ethical bribe is something that solves a problem for those that you serve, then you're probably going to struggle to get people to say yes, which means, you know, they're not going to get added to your email list. And therefore, you know, a lot of work, a lot of time and energy has gone into this. And you absolutely want to make sure that whatever it is worthy of an email address so that they will trade for it. Right. It goes back to the lunchroom example I gave you guys earlier. You know, whatever you have has to be worthy of them being willing to trade their email address for it. The key to understanding let me back up for a second. When it comes to coming up with a great freebie, you really have to dig deep. And that's why I wanted you guys to start on your avatar. You know, who's your customer and understanding who they are so that you get their pain points, their frustrations, their struggles, you know, what worries them at night, motivates them to search for a solution online. All of those things are important. And if you don't get that, then you're going to, again, that freebie is going to be, even if you come up with one, they may not ultimately say yes to it. So really keying in on your person and then matching that up with a solution that you offer that you can give away for free is what's going to make this magic start to really come together. The first piece of a high converting landing page, there are components. And like, if you Google this, you'll probably find almost all of the things that I'm getting ready to tell you on any blog post out there. So the good news when I share that with you is that I'm not the only one who knows the components of a high converting landing page. There are certain things that are just kind of like, I call them standard, that you just need to have. In some cases, you may find that some of these you may be able to omit depending on how you present your freebie. I'll give you a couple of examples as we go. But for the most part, I feel like that all six of these are really important. The first one is you have to have a really hot smoking headline. It's where it all begins. If you can't grab their interest and their attention, and showcase what's in it for them in 2 to 3 hot seconds, well, you've lost them. They won't read on. So your headline is super important. It's obviously, it should grab the viewer's attention. It should tell viewers what's in it for them. So as they land on your page, they're checking it out. If their attention's not caught and they don't know what's in it for them, they are gone and you have lost the opportunity to convert them into a subscriber. It should be short, not more than 20 words, less than 10 is optimal, but it depends. I think there's some times where when I say a headline, you can augment your headline with a sub-headline. So we're going to talk about that next, but try to keep your primary headline very short and sweet. Because again, and it's usually big, it's bigger, and I'll show you some examples in just a minute. It's usually larger than your subheadline, and it's designed specifically to grab attention. So the second thing that you need in your, when it comes to having a high converting landing page is what I call that tempting subheadline. And the goal of a headline is to catch their attention and to keep them. So when I said your headline, your primary headline should be, you know, fairly short and sweet. You can elaborate and give more value to your offer by, you know, coming up with a good subheadline. So let me give you a couple of, let me give you some pointers, and then we'll dissect this particular one. Subheadlines are right under the main headline normally. They should entice viewers with more about the main headline. In other words, they should give more details about the main headline. I want to go over this particular example that I'm sharing with you right now. So when you land on this landing page, and this is a digital marketer landing page, it's it immediately says free download, the ultimate social media swipe file. So that's what it is, right? That's what people are going to get when they opt in. But the subheadline is this copy and paste these 72 proven headline formulas to get more clicks from Facebook, Twitter, and your own blog. So that gives you a little bit more detail about what the ultimate social media swipe file is. And when it comes to, you know, building out that sub headline, if you'll notice, they really key in on things that make things easy for people, right? So the copy and paste concept, people are like, oh yeah, I can copy and paste. They key in on things that are like proven headline formulas. So when you're building out or trying to craft your subheadline, make sure that it like gives details that matter to people, especially when it comes to saving them time or money. People love that. And then they'll read on. They'll go on and they'll say, oh, well, what else? I need more of this. And then they'll ultimately make the decision of whether or not they're going to trade their email for it. Okay, move on. The third thing that is a must is these pages have to look good, guys. I've long said that looking good is half the battle. And I would say, like, you know, like when I first started my online business back in the day, looks weren't so important. It was more about functionality. As long as people could navigate through a website, nobody focused as much on the looks as they do now, or they should now. I really believe that there's so much distraction that if we don't immediately grab our viewers' attention by one, looking good is usually just an overall visual. People are like, that's in our brains. That's usually the first thing that we see. And then we start reading the headline and the rest of it, you know, but the visual side of your page and how you present it needs to look good. And that is a huge differentiator between what's one that's going to be successful versus one that's not going to be successful. And, you know, one thing that I think we should always remember, even when it comes to our social media content, the brain processes visual images about 60,000 times faster than text. That's one of the reasons that visual content is so popular on social media, is because we can consume that content so much faster than, you know, physically having to read text. So again, going back to that, your page, your landing page needs to look good. And if it doesn't have a great visual appearance, people will bounce, and we don't need that. We don't want that. We're working hard here to make this work for you. So you definitely don't want people to bounce and leave the site. Visuals should tie into the theme of your product or service. So one of the things that I usually try to do when it comes to something that I'm physically giving away, even though it's a digital product, because all my things are digital, they're not a physical product. So how do I display a digital product when, you know, it's going to be a downloadable thing, right? So we always put together some form of some visual a representation of whatever it is that we're going to give away. Like if it's a checklist, you know, we make it pretty, we have put a cover on it, we make it look like a checklist. If it's a workbook, same thing. If it's an ebook or a guide of some sort, we make it look like a book. So your, whatever your freebie is, and it, whether it's a product or a service, should have a visual representation of what people are going to get. It's again, it's a psychological thing. When, you know, you just say you're going to get this and there's no visual thing. It's fascinating that a page that just has straight up text with no visual representation of the freebie will, and you stack it up to one, a landing page that has a representation of the freebie, the freebie, the one with the freebie visually represented will outperform 9 out of 10 times. It's just a fascinating dynamic. So you definitely want to make sure you show your thing, you know, in your, on your landing page. And you want to make sure those images are high quality. Now, if you're not creating these yourself, you know, like some, in some cases, you may want to put an image on as a backdrop, maybe. But make sure that image is a representation of whatever it is, or tied in some way. Like if you're in the travel space, you know, you wouldn't want to put a kitchen in the background, right? You would want something that showcases the travel component, like, you know, a beach scene, or, you know, a trip to Bali, or a trip to Alaska, or wherever, you know, depending on the freebie. But you just want to matchy-matchy it, you know, so that it does represent, have that visual component that ties into whatever you're giving away. So here is an example of one of mine. And as you can see, we do have that physical visual, you know, it looks like an ebook essentially. One thing that I want to share with you when it comes to your bullets, actually, hang on just a second. I think I want to move this. Hang on. I may have to come back to this in a second. I know I do. So I'll come back to that in just a minute. It's something I want to make sure I tell you about. So I think I've just got that slide out of place there. So the fourth thing that you need to really key in on when you're trying to put your landing page together is you need to let people know why they need your thing, your freebie. If they can't get more information about the benefits of your bribe, then again, you stand the chance of losing them. So an explanation of why they need your thing, your bribe, is really important. So let me go back. Actually, let me do one other thing before I go back, and then we'll go back. So your they can be integrated into your subheadline. Perhaps that does happen. And if you, when you get to the 101 examples I've put together for you guys, you'll see some examples like that where they're integrated. So they, in other words, the subheadline gives the details instead of making it a standalone, like bullets and things, you know, instead of your what's in it bulletized. A separate paragraph is also doable, and or bullet points. And so this is where I want to step back for just a second. Let me go back a couple here. One more here. Okay, so this is the bullet point tip that I wanted to talk to you guys about. If you decide you want to use bullet points, there is a strategy that is kind of interesting. And again, it's all psychologically driven. When it comes to your bullet points, you want to make sure that your top bullet point, your best bullet point, is the number one bullet point. Okay. And then your second to best bullet point, you want to make sure it's the last bullet point, because people, when they go to a landing page, they usually read the first and the last. And then if that intrigues them, they'll go back to the ones in the middle. So again, if you have three bullet points, you put your first one your best one first, your second to best one last, and you put the one that's just floating out there, it's okay, but you put it in the middle. Now, if you have more than, you know, three, then just layer them based on that one. In other words, one would go first, two would go at the bottom, three would go, you know, maybe at number two slot, four would go number five slot, and then the worst one would go in the number three slot. So there is really science behind this. And that's why I wanted to key in on this. If you guys are not aware of that little nugget, it's a really good little nugget when it comes to designing your pages, and putting your bullet points in places that will get you the most impact. All right. So Hopefully, now let's bump up a little bit and go back here. Testimonials is the fifth thing. Now, I would argue that if you have them, use them. If you don't have testimonials yet, don't stress over it to the degree that you're like, well, I don't have any testimonials. So what am I going to do? Oh my gosh. You can leave them off. I would argue that this is technically the only thing that I would suggest that you potentially leave off, but testimonials are a powerful marketing element. And that's no different even on a landing page where you're giving away something. So when somebody sees, a trustworthy testimonial, it's kind of like, when we go to Amazon and we're searching for something that we're trying to, that we're going to buy. We don't know the people that are leaving the reviews on Amazon, but yet we still trust that they're true and that testimonial is a representation of their experience with that product, right? So it's no different when we showcase testimonials on our pages, and then viewers that don't have a know, like, and trust factor with us yet come to our page and they'll see someone else that says, this is a good deal. This is super helpful. They trust that. It's an automatic, like, human nature kind of thing. It's like somebody said this was good, therefore it must be. So having testimonials on your page is just smart. Again, if you don't have them, don't stress so much, because if you're just starting, you might not have them. But one thing I've done is even use my own, myself on my pages. I'll show you that in just a second. So use real people and those that are relatable to your ideal customer. In other words, if you're selling something or you have two customer avatars and you're trying, or two different products or services, don't use a testimonial for one for another kind of thing. Make sure that it's just relatable, I guess, and connects to your ideal customer. You also want to make sure you use their photos and their names. Now, if you get a little like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that because I'm not sure my customer is okay with that, get their permission first. And if they're not willing to let you share their full name, most will let you share their first name. So maybe you just put Mary A or Tom C instead of, Tom Cunningham or whatever the customer's name or the client's name is. But it does really help to build trust versus just a straight up text version, because people then associate a face with the words. And the testimonials need to be specific if possible. So, for example, if somebody says, I generated, $300 after going through this whatever your freebie was, right? That's very specific and it's inspiring to somebody coming behind. So, those that are, have some specificity to them are probably going to be more powerful for you than just random, oh, I really like this. It was awesome. Things that can describe with more specificity, again, will probably outperform and get people to, that person thought that of this, so it must be awesome. And number six, you really, really must have a call to action. And this is where you move your viewer to action. So it's arguably one of the most important parts. I would say this and your headline probably are the two touch points. I would say, honestly, if I had to rank this, looking good, that's the first touch point, because people consume impression, that's the word I'm looking for. A visual impression is first, and then your headline, and then, obviously the call to action is super important. And let's go over a few things as it relates to your call to action. I think I just said that. So I tell you, it's been one of those, the past few days have been crazy around here. But your call to action should be big. It shouldn't be hidden somewhere. And honestly, the bigger, the better. Now, when I say the bigger, the better, I don't mean that it should be like, consuming your whole page, but it should stand out. And I'm also going to suggest that you don't use words like submit or give me your info. Instead, use things that are action driven, like grab your free or try it for free. And I'm going to go so far as to say you need to, I suggest that you would also need to give them ownership of it. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what I mean by that in just a second. Use a button as people are used to clicking on buttons. And then you also want to make sure you use a contrasting color on your button. I was on somebody's page just the other day, and their background was like a light, it wasn't quite white, but it was more of a tan color. And then I had to search for their button on their page, and it was just a slightly different tan color. I'm like, marketing fail. So you want to make sure that you have a contrasting color on your button so that it attracts the eye and people are not having to hunt and peck for the submit button. So that's another issue. Okay, so I shared with you a minute ago that I was going to show you a couple of examples of what I call ownership in the submit button. So in this particular case, this is one of Neil Patel's, and he always has great landing pages. They're nice, they're clean, they're minimalistic, and very succinct. And if you'll notice here, the submit button, which is really what I want you to key in on, is yes, I want Neil to teach me how to grow my business. So that is from a viewer's perspective, like, right? So if I'm the person that's going to Neil's landing page and I'm like, I want this. And so if I click on it, I'm taking ownership of that at that point. Yes, I want Neil to teach me as the viewer, or, you know, the person who's on the page, the prospect, how to grow my business. So that is how I recommend that you do it. There's others that do it slightly differently, but I feel that ownership really does give people a sense of just that. It's like, oh, this is going to be mine. You know, I can't wait to get it. Here's an example of one of mine, get my free social media post ideas. Again, that showcases the ownership for that particular person. Here's another example, grab your swipe file. So again, ownership, right? So you can come up with whatever you want on your button, but I do suggest really leveraging the power of that ownership to give them that opportunity to really connect with what it is that they're saying they want. Here's another one. This one's a little bit more generic, but it has a sense of urgency to it. So I did throw this one in there. You know, click here to get it now. I've used things like, you know, I usually use things that are in my voice. Like, what would I say? So sometimes I'll say, you know, grab or snap this up now, or grab this now, or, you know, however you would say it. You know, I've even done things like, you know, grab your copy of blah, blah, blah. So depending on your tone and the way you talk, you could do some clever things with your button text. Here's another one, get free access now. This is, again, more of a sense of urgency thing where you're going to get access to it right this second. If you want this, you're going to have it. I think it really just depends on you and what you feel best represents your personality or your brand in an authentic way. So lots of different ways. So like I said, I do have this 101 landing page design examples that I am going to make sure you guys get. And I wanted to pull up the template that we're giving you guys as a starting point so that you don't have to totally start from scratch. So this particular template is inside of ClickFunnels, and ClickFunnels is at the landing page tool that we currently are using for funnels and things of that nature. So again, we're going to make sure you guys get a link to this. You can use ClickFunnels for free. I believe it's for Rhonda, just drop that in. I'm thinking it's 14 days totally for free. You get a free 14-day trial. And now, obviously, if you're using another tool, you absolutely can do that. Like if you're using lead pages or, you know, any other tool, feel free to do that. This is just a resource for you if you don't have a current resource, and or you want to go the way you want to grow is the way I talk, way I usually word it. So if you're not quite sure what tool you should use, I highly recommend ClickFunnels, because ClickFunnels gives you an opportunity to connect the dots. Even for those of you who might have your mini offers already, you could put your free offer on the front side of your funnel and connect it to your ThriveCart landing page, for example. So there's lots of connected ways to connect the dots with your and put the funnel pieces together. Now, for those of you who may not be there, what I just said may be like, what is she talking about? And if that's you, don't stress over it. You may not be there yet. I just wanted to, give those I know that already have a for sale offer some visibility into what, you know, how you could connect the dots using ClickFunnels. But I want to open this up real quick and just show you how quick and easy it is for you to take what is already here and just fill in the blanks for it with your stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up. And you would do the same. When you sign up for an account, when you click on the link, let me back up. When you click on the link that we're going to give you, it'll take you to ClickFunnels, and you can sign up for the 14-day free trial. And then you can go in and you'll see that this template will automatically show up for you. All right. So I'm not sure why that gray is there. I'm going to take that off. Anyway, I'll make sure we get that taken off. Or you can wonder... It wasn't there, was it? Let me back that up. That's annoying me when things... Oh, yeah, it must be. Okay, never mind. It's not there. It's just when I hover over it, I suppose. Okay, so as you can see, your awesome title is laid out here. You can change the color of this. You can change the font. If you click on this little... it's like a little wheel here, right in the little... I hope you can see it. I'm just kind of hovering over it right there. If you click on that, all the options for colors and fonts and things of that nature shows up. So obviously you'll want to make sure that you, change any colors, make sure they're your colors, your branded colors or whatever. And you can change the fonts, et cetera, just by clicking on these things. So the ease of this particular tool is super easy. It's more of a drag and drop platform, very easy to use. Similarly, all of these things are exactly the same. You can click on any one of them, and there's a little the little wheel thing right here. You click on that and it'll open it up, and you have the opportunity to edit anything. Same with the photo. Like we've just got a freebie image in here for now, but you can edit that as well. You just click on that and upload your particular, your image, whichever one you want to add. You would just click add image. I'm sorry. You would click upload image here, and you can upload your own image and create, put your own image inside of this space. Let me get this open back up. Clicked on the wrong thing there. These are just already, enter your name, enter your email address, and then the call to action button. The call to action button can be changed. The color can be changed to any color you want. So that's another option for you here. Now, one of the things I wanted to share with you, I told you guys earlier that I used myself as the testimonial here. So this is another place where, let me give you an example. Let me show you what that looks like. Hang on just a second. Actually, let me see, 27. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Because, oh, nope, that's not it. I need the landing page for that. Well, hang on. I may have to come back to that. I'll drop it into the group afterwards so you guys can see how I've worded this. So basically, it was something to the effect that I've used these same ideas to do blah, blah, blah for blah, blah, blah. So I basically just use myself as the testimonial here. So that's, that's an opportunity for you guys. If you don't already have testimonials, I picked this little strategy up from Digital Marketer. Ryan Dice was doing this exact same thing on some of his landing pages. And so we just implemented it and it worked. We've just continued to use it. But basically this entire thing is totally editable. And all you have to do is just literally come in and switch out your headline, your subtitle, your bullet points, if you have bullet points. And if you don't want to use all these bullet points, you can just delete them, highlight and delete. There you go. It's that simple. I'm going to go ahead and put them back because some people may want that many. But it is a very easy process just to move the pieces around and edit them to suit your freebie. All right. So hopefully that was helpful. Let me see. So I was looking at Kim's, just making sure we have what questions we have here. So Maria is saying, can you talk about the context of the landing page? Do all site visitors automatically land there? Do you use one at a time for a period of weeks, for example? So yes. So wherever you're sending your traffic is where people are going to land. So you're probably going to send, yes, that's the whole intent, is you want people to get to a certain place so that you can convert them. Now, one thing that that ClickFunnels does do, and it's a more advanced feature, Maria, but I will throw it out there because you talked about do they see the same page? ClickFunnels does have a split testing feature, so you could have two different design looks and see which one can outperform the other. And it's very easy to set up. ClickFunnels is very easy to use. Great question. Now, and going back to the second part of that question, where you said, can you have multiple landing pages? Absolutely. Multiple freebies? Absolutely. In fact, I have multiple freebies and sometimes we have multiple freebies. I mean, we create a new freebie to attract people to things that we're selling. So for example, when I showed the team this 101 landing page design templates, they went Google Gaga. They're like, oh my gosh, we could sell this, or we could use it to drive traffic to this list building course as well. You can definitely have multiple freebies. I'm just seeing if we've got anything. I see most of the questions it looks like Rhonda has gotten so far. Thank you, Rhonda. Kim is asking, do you funnel all the people from all the freebies into the same list with tag segmentation or to different lists? Great question, Kim. So every person that opts into a specific freebie is tagged to that freebie. And then they also go on the master list. So they're tagged, or, different service providers have different terms, but tag to me just sounds, we understand what a tag is, right? It's like, okay, that person is tagged for that particular freebie. And you can also, obviously, when somebody purchases something from you, same thing, they're tagged with that purchase. They're tagged that says, then now they have a tag that says they purchased something, or they're tagged and it says they've gotten this freebie or that freebie. So you know exactly how people come into your list. And obviously they can also go onto your master list so that when you send out your newsletters or you send out, anything else to your master list, they will go on that. Now, that said, if I have a freebie that's all about email list building and I have, 100 people that come into that opt-in and say, yeah, I want that. So, and it's, again, all about email list building. I may want to put out an email or an offer just to those 100 people. Now, they're also on my master list, but I can pull those people out of that master list based off of that one tag and send an email just to them. So hopefully that made sense. A little bit more detail, but I think that answers the question. And Danette asked about fonts for landing pages. I'm a big fan of not having more than two fonts on a landing page, or really any page for that matter, and using all the Google fonts, because it's great to have fancy smancy fonts, but if somebody doesn't have those fonts on their computer, then, you know, they're not going to see the font like you see it. So you definitely want to make sure you use Google fonts. I'm also of the opinion that we need to be using bigger text. Bigger text seems to be the thing now. While I was doing all this research for this 101 landing page design examples that I shared with you guys, I landed on this page one. It was ridiculous. It was so hard to read. I mean, I need my peepers these days, but goodness gracious, I had my peepers on and I was still like leaning in, like, what does that say? You know, the text was so itty bitty that I couldn't see it. So make sure your text is probably at least a 14, potentially even a 16. Obviously your bullet points you might want them to be, you know, more of a 14 font, 14, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not coming to me, but you know what I mean? It's 14 or 16 pixels. There you go. Couldn't think of what the size word I was looking for there. But yeah, try to keep it within the Google font family. And there's so many of them. There's lots of options and probably not more than two fonts. Now you can obviously, you can do the different, like obviously your headline is going to be bigger, you know, your subtitle is going to be smaller, that kind of stuff. You can vary it up and make it look different for sure. And then Maria, how do they get to your site if there is no nav on the landing page? Maria, you have to send the traffic, you have to direct traffic. So what I mean by that is you would put a post out for your free offer on social media with a link to your landing page. You know, if you're going to use, use that landing page link anywhere you have a community where you want to drive traffic to that page. You know, one of the things that we'll talk about, as we get further into the course is how you use social media to drive traffic to your landing page. Obviously if you are going to spend any money with it, trying to get people on your list, same thing. If you would run ads to and direct traffic directly to that page, it's a unique URL. And Danette says, I use ClickFunnels when it wasn't as user-friendly. I know Kartra. Since these are templates, do you have a thought on the fonts and font size that are okay? I think I got that one, Danette, but if I didn't, let me know if you're still confused on it. And then tomorrow we're going to go into how to choose the best email service provider. I know there's like so many of them, but we put together a comparison chart for you guys. We'll go over that tomorrow. I'll share my own experiences with this, and try to help you guys clarify what's going to work best for you. Especially if you're just getting started or your list isn't too awful big, you might need to think about it from the context of, is the tool I'm currently using going to allow me to grow into it? You know, there are tools out there that I think some are currently using that don't have the functionality that I think you're going to need long term. So, but we'll talk about all that tomorrow. I'm still working on the website. Does it need to be live before I do this? No, it does not, Kathy. Your landing page is a standalone entity, and it is not tied directly to your web page. So you can get your landing page up and operational and send traffic to that and start building your list even before you have a website. Or even, I mean, you know, I'm never one to say you don't need a website because I think you do. But, you know, you could definitely get going with your list without having a physical website up and operational. Marbeth said, I did not have a good experience with ClickFunnels. Marbeth, I think they've gotten a lot better. I've heard other people say that too. We've never had any issues with them. Customer service has been pretty good. I don't know. I think they've gotten better. I'm pretty sure that the functionality has, well, I know it has, it's definitely gotten better than what it was when they first started out. Kim, thank you for answering some questions here. Yes, Vicki. And we're going to talk about that too. So as we get to, as we start talking about email service providers, because that's one of the things that is important to be compliant, you know, to make sure that we're, you know, our email list service provider is, you know, got things set up to where we can be legal on our side. So that'll be something we'll talk about tomorrow too. All right. So, any last minute questions? And like I say, don't hesitate to jump on because like we're going to do the Zoom right after this at 4. But anything about today that we went over or like bring any of your like if you want to talk about your headlines or anything of that nature, like if you're still brainstorming your freebie, bring those questions to the Zoom call. We'll definitely go over those. Okay, so if the landing page is not on your website, where would it be sitting or landing? If you're using ClickFunnels, ClickFunnels has a standalone URL, so it would be on ClickFunnels. So if you don't physically have your own domain yet, you're not using it, then it would be housed on, so let me just pull this up. Great question, by the way. Let me share my screen with you again. I can remember where to get the link. Where preview? Here we go. Well, that's not the right link, but trust me when I say that each of these, each landing page on ClickFunnels has its own unique URL. You can also publish it to your website. So if you want it to be on your own domain, you can, on your own website, like if you're using WordPress, for example, which is what we usually do, we usually publish it directly to kimgarst.com.